Hey, what's going on, Dutch Nation? Mark Berry coming at you, as always, from beautiful Southern Oregon. This podcast, pretty stoked about it. We had a very esteemed panel of guests, plural, I didn't stutter. We had the business coaches on. We get to hear a little bit about what they do and how they got to this level. Also, Lance Risser, head of people development, came in to talk a little bit about it, as well as Ian and Charles, who oversee any new operator's first year. Very awesome people. Going forward with the podcast, we're going to be trying to do roughly 20 to 30 minutes an episode. We had these guys on for a little while, though, so we decided to split this up as a two-part episode. So sit back, relax, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy part one of the Business Coaches Podcast. Yes. Dutch Bros Podcast. Mark Berry here, Shane Tappan alongside me.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, guys.
We are here with the Dutch Bros Coaches.
Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Hello.
Yeah, you're not hearing things. There's a lot of people in the room right now. Why don't you guys each just introduce yourself real quick and give us a little brief synopsis on your Dutch journey. We'll start with you, Caleb.
Caleb Randall over here. I started in Redding, California, working for Chris and Aaron Resner. Worked for them for a little bit, like maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and then tried doing the college thing. Decided that was definitely not my path. Ended up moving to Idaho, which I thought I would never live in Idaho. And it was wonderful, and been there ever since. Worked for my brother and his wife, January 2009. Just started working. I think there was like seven people at the shop. We had one location, and I just wanted to help, you know, be there. And I was actually living with them at the time. And then slowly grew and grew and grew. And as things progressed, we opened more stores, and now I'm here.
Nice. How many stores does Andrew have now?
I got five.
That's crazy. Bonkers.
Yeah, my name is Ryan Vargas. My Dutch journey started in Albany at stand number 100. I got hired by Aaron Eastman, in 2008. I worked for him for 4 years, and then from there I headed out to Colorado Springs. It was when HQ owned them, and so we actually didn't have like a franchisee out there at the time. And then from there I went to Grants Pass and did the mobster thing, which turned into like the Freedom Fighter thing and the District Force thing. And
yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
A lot of different names. And then moved down to Cali and worked for Sean Provost down there.
Yeah, he just had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean.
You did it. Love you, bro.
Yeah, sick. Okay, Renica, MC Ren.
I'm Renica Doty, and I started in McMinnville, Oregon, working for Corey Spencer. My dad actually got me my job, my twin sister and I, at the same time.
What?
Yeah. He was a regular at Corey's first stand, and he would just go through every morning, and we had just turned 16, and he knew Corey really well and just kind of said, hey, you should hire my twin daughters. And Corey said, okay.
No, let's be real. It was like, my daughters just turned 16. They need to start making some money.
Yeah.
Exactly. He only meant to hire one, but you both showed up because he's only seen
one.
I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into.
But
Did you guys ever mess with him and like show up as the other person and try to trick him?
No, we don't look that much alike. So.
I've never met her, so I couldn't say. Yeah.
But yeah, so I worked for Corey for about 12 and a half years and kind of worked my way up through his leadership from assistant to manager and then on to regional. I was going to school at Linfield College in McMinnville at the time. And then when I graduated, I decided that I kind of wanted to venture off and go work somewhere else. So I went and worked for Kyle Garrett in California for 2 years and helped him open his first Elk Grove location. After about 2 years, made my way back here as a coach.
Killer.
Yeah.
Mr. Adam Hamby.
Yeah, man. It's been a wild ride. I got hired in 2005 in Eugene, Oregon. My wife and I, she was actually my girlfriend at the time, moved to Eugene from Boise. Had no clue what Dutch Bros was and walked up and it was this place bumping music and super cool people, got hired, and...
You got hired because you liked Led Zeppelin, right?
I remember hearing that story. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's
cool.
That's what got me the job. And ended up working there for about 7.5 years. Incredible experience. I managed to stand there. My wife was an assistant manager. Joan and Brittany became some of our best friends. And then got approved a franchise in Twin Falls, Idaho. Moved back to Idaho. And Mandy went to work for Brian White in Boise. And I went to work for Andrew and Shayna in Nampa and Caldwell. And it was an incredible experience. And ended up opening our store in 2015. Just wild. We're there about 3 years, almost, and had an opportunity to go help run the 6 stores in Bend after that. Made that transition and had an opportunity for the business coach. And so now I'm in California.
Nice. And then you're running for governor in 3 years, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Clearly you get too bored too quick. Well, wild. Awesome. Almost as wild as Mr. Sardinsky here.
Oh, what's up, guys?
What up?
So I'm Adam Sardinsky. I started for the Randalls back in 2010.
I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah. A little bit of a trend there. I actually got to work with Adam Hanby and Caleb forever.
That's awesome.
I was working at a movie theater. I was in high school. Didn't really know what I was going to do with my life. I had thought about going to school, moving away, all these different things, and couldn't figure it out. And I actually met Caleb at church one day, and, well, I'm just going to give you a little praise. I was like, this is the coolest dude I've ever met. And so I literally was like, I got to hang out with this guy. And so I remember I just, like, started... Take notes, people. I'd go snowboarding with him and started riding motorcycles with Caleb and then met Andrew and the rest of the guys through there. I had no idea what Dutch Bros was. They kept saying, you know, they work at this coffee shop. And in my head, I'm like, well, I don't even drink coffee. So
you built a relationship with them before you even got...
Yeah. So I used to hang out with those guys. And eventually I was going to, like, the stand hangouts, the barbecues, dinners, things like that. And I just was... hanging out with that group that worked there at the time. There was maybe 9 people at the time. And one day I'm working at the movie theater and I get a text from Andrew. And he's like, hey, dude, do you just like want to work for me? And I thought he was messing with me. I was like, oh, that'd be so great. Like, not really that funny, though, because I wish. And he's like, well, do you want to or not? And so right there I'm like,
joking, bro.
Yes, done with the theater, going to Dutch Bros. This is going to be sick. And I had no idea what it would turn into. I just thought it was this cool place where all the guys are listening to rock and roll and we're riding motorcycles. And I'm like,
it's like a biker game.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the most chill job in the world.
Obviously
not realizing that it would become something that I was just totally enamored by and ended up wanting to make it the rest of my life. And so I had a chance to, when they opened their second shop, to... be Caleb's assistant, which was really fun, and got to learn a ton from that guy. And a bunch of us were hanging out last night and just talking about like how much you grow in those different roles from being the assistant with Caleb and then one day managing that Caldwell shop. Like, those are some of the most pivotal years to what I believe helped get a lot of us here now, because you grow so much in those spaces. I was with them until last year, and then got a phone call from somebody named Lance or whatever that guy is. No, got a phone call. Got a call from Lance and didn't really know that was going to happen. Andrew and Shana had talked to me about it a little bit, but it was just kind of something I'd never wrapped my head around doing anything aside from chasing franchising. And so a year later in that role, and we're here now.
Awesome. So what exactly does a business coach do here at Dutch Bros? Because this is a new position at HQ. You guys have been on the crew here for, what, a year? Pretty fresh.
Me and Hanby are way fresher than that.
Yeah, I'm like 2 months in right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's very true. But yeah, so what's your guys' role in the company? We also have Ian Brooks here and Charles. I wanted to – you're not technically – coaches, but you are overseeing what they do. Yeah,
no, they absolutely coach.
Yeah. Fantasy football doesn't count, Ian.
Yeah.
How about you guys? Why don't you guys explain what you do, and then we can go after that.
Yeah, because I don't even know what the hell's going on right now.
Well, so. I'd like to hear you guys' story as well. Like, how did you guys get here today,
Charles?
So I guess what? Well, I'll start off with when I was born.
I had big Dutch aspirations before I even knew what the company
was. A really
was.
Big time in my life. I grew up where there was tons of Dutch Bros in Southern Oregon here. And so since I was young, I was like, that place is so sick. Like they serve smoothies all day. I didn't know what coffee was, but I was like, they have the best. That's a smoothie shop. Like, it's really good. So then when I was a little bit older, I turned 16, and I was like, I have to get a job now. And my best friend and I were sitting in my room, and my mom has this photo of us. And my best friend at the time was Caleb Berkey. He's like my lifelong childhood buddy. And we're sitting on my bed, and my mom like came in and like snapped a photo because she's like tracking my life or whatever. And we
moms
can we
do
get that photo, please? You and Berkey on a bed just hanging out.
Yeah, dude. So we are sitting on the bed, and in the photo, there like I have my foot on a curl bar.
Oh,
and
shredding.
He's got a Bible, and we're like doing Bibles and biceps, and we like kind of did it like we're kind of doing that in high school because those were like biceps were like really like the currency.
Yeah,
but at
that
the time,
knowledge, man, that knowledge,
yeah, dude, just gaining. At the time, we were like, we were doing like some goal setting, and we're like, what do we want to do with our lives? And we both came to the conclusion that it was going to be Dutch Bros. And
wow.
We were like,
at 16?
At 16 years old, we were like, we want to do Dutch Bros. And like, that's how like young I was. And it's cool. I wish I could like get my mind to go back to there because there was no like limit in my mind of like what I could do. In my mind, I'm like, I'll be a barista forever and just drink caramel apple smoothies, like forever. That was like my thing.
So I have to assume that, you know, if you weren't bound by any limitation in your mind at that point, that those biceps were massive.
I was like 210 then, and like now I'm like 220.
Stop. So
like, Caleb was, and he still is like smaller than that.
So are you saying you lost 10 pounds in just your biceps?
Yeah, I kind of slipped down and added some quads.
Some quads.
I'm like 140.
Yeah. So then you've been going ever since Medford to AZ to.
Yep.
And
how long were you in Arizona for?
I was there for 4 years. I just went to visit Caleb and see his shop. And at the time I was going through school, and my wife called me when I was there and was like, hey, you just got accepted. You just got your letter of acceptance in the mail for OHSU nursing program, which I like really wanted to do. And I liked that, like nursing. And then while I was there, Caleb was like, dude, you should move out here and be my regional. And I laughed. I was like, that's not, like, that did not in the plan. And then I went home and told my wife, and she was like, well, do you want to do it? Like, what do you love and what do you like? And we prayed about it a ton and realized that, like, Dutch Bros is what we absolutely loved and where we'd find, like, the most fulfillment. And so we went out there and for 4 years learned a ton and came back here, back home.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Ian.
My name's Ian Brooks.
Yeah.
I actually feel like, I mean, after hearing everybody's story, I feel like I started way late. I feel like I'm behind the game. But I actually moved to Redding, California in 2006 and actually didn't experience Dutch Bros until, I think, 2008. Scott started a little late, but I graduated from Simpson University in Redding. And then after that, got a job at Dutch there in Redding and working for Chris and Aaron Resner for 3 years, a little bit over 3 years, then moved out. With the Flex, who was Derek Fleck was the regional in Redding. I actually lived with them in Redding for like 2 years. They moved out to Ontario, Oregon with them when they moved out there to franchise and live with them again. After about a year, a little bit less than a year, I actually got an opportunity to become a mobster, a freedom fighter, deforcer, whatever they
okay,
were.
Listen to music.
Yeah, whatever they were. Just did that, and that was about 4.5 years ago, and I've been here ever since.
Nice. Okay, so yeah. Also, Lance Risser just walked in.
Hey,
he brought these guys coffee.
What
Yeah.
Lover. And if you hear like weird panting, that's Shane.
That's Lane.
No, actually, my little puppy's here. And if you hear like annoying keyboard clacking, that's Sarah being really rude. So, appreciate it, guys. Anyway,
it's 7 in the morning. It's a Coors Light.
That's where the biceps were. No, that was a talking rain, I promise. Okay, yeah, so we know your guys' journey to a certain extent, a little snapshot of it. So, yeah, back to kind of what we were about to get into. What's this coaching role? Well, you said you wanted Lance to explain that potentially. I got a microphone right here, buddy. Why don't you steal mine?
Coaching was established basically just to make sure that our franchisees and crews don't all live out on islands and the HQ just stays connected with the people in the field. I mean, that's the biggest goal is just to make sure that people are the differentiator with Dutch Bros and that we stay connected with the people. And so we brought in some bad A's to come in and take us to the next level with it. So that's pretty much it.
So what made you decide on picking this ragtag group of knucklehead misfit cretins?
At the end of the day, I've always believed just try and find people that are better than you and people that you want to be like. And that book that Trav used to push, Think and Grow Rich, on us, I read that book and it talked about your advisor group. And I just always thought it would be incredible to just surround yourself with people that are stronger than you and fill the weaknesses where you're weak. And this team absolutely does that. I want to be like every one of these guys someday when I grow up. But, yeah.
Will we ever grow up?
No, hopefully not. Absolutely not. We started coaching, the concept of coaching, what, last March or something? Yeah. And then we got Adam Stradinsky and Renica down here, and Vargy, Caleb, Charles, and then Adam. And Ian's been here for a long time, just evolving. Year after year, new role every time. But yeah, it's like a year fresh and it's really finally hit a real stride and really started going strong in January probably. So this year's the first big year for coaching.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I still got you on the hot seat. Well, the hot carpet. Ian and Charles, we have them on here too. Their role's a little different, but they are intricately take two involved. Maybe explain a little bit what they do. And also, for those of you who don't know, Lance, he oversees our people development department. You know, I think most people know that, but we'll give you a little context. He does make beautiful babies. He develops beautiful people. So that's how he got that job.
One more coming in August.
Come on.
So there's two sides of coaching. There's the business coaching, and then there's the new operator coaches. So basically, Ian and Charles have franchisees or operators from the time they're selected all the way through their first year of being open, just to really develop strong and positive habits from the very beginning and set them up for success and make sure that they're really well supported and we can keep our finger on the pulse, making sure that they're taken care of. And then once they've completed that year, the coaches take over the reins. But I know Ian and Adam, we just talked about it yesterday, they were visiting Matt Deacon and they were there together. And Adam's the business coach for Matt Deacon and Ian's the new operator coach. And Matt put it in a really cool way. He said that Ian's focused on the present, like making sure that he's succeeding in the present and making sure he's well supported to take care of his people. And Adam's focused on the future. Like, what can we do to take it to the next level long term? And I thought that was a really cool spin on the roles.
From my understanding, it's split up into regions, right? Like different coaches have different regions of the company. How do you decide which person works which region?
It's kind of where do they want to live. So Ian and Charles, basically, we just split it up 50-50. As we bring in new operators, we just try and make sure that they split that load kind of evenly. As far as the coaches go, it's where do they have the most rapport and relationship with the franchisees, and then where ultimately can they see themselves living long-term and supporting in a region. So we got Stradinsky in this very small, tight region of Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and Seattle.
I'm a bit of a nomad.
Yeah. So
where does he live? Like New York City?
He lives in Colorado, and as it saturates out, eventually the goal is for him to be in Colorado. And then obviously Arizona, once that one saturates out, we'll have a business coach in Arizona. And then once Seattle, that region, saturates out, there'll be a business coach up there. We got Renica in the Portland, Vancouver area. We've got Hamby in California, and then he's got Carson City, Reno, Nevada. We've got Vargy in the rest of Oregon, basically, from Woodburn through Ashland, east to Bend, and then west to the coast. And then we got Caleb Randall in Idaho and eastern Washington and the northeastern corner of Oregon.
Okay, awesome.
Now, what would you say is the biggest challenge you guys face as coaches?
Hey, I think we got to go back because Lance was really humble in talking about us, but he leads us every day. Absolutely. And I mean, he set this thing up from the beginning, saw the need. He is constantly pouring into us and keeping us on track. So I think he's talking about surrounding himself with good people. We absolutely feel that.
The ultimate servant, Lance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, he just brought these guys coffee.
Yeah, he just brought us.
Just rolled up, like, here you go.
As I roll in 20 minutes late.
You know, punctuality, it's...
But I think that made a big impact on every one of us to take this role, is to have that opportunity to not only work with Lance, but to work with everybody. The team was so incredible, it was hard to pass up.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
You got a squad.
Way to go, dude. I love it. But yeah, don't dodge the question, Charles. Gosh. This is grueling right now. What are the challenges?
Oh, we get to work with Lance. He's a beautiful human.
I think one of the bigger challenges is that we're creating every day. And so our greatest goal is that we serve in the best way we can. And so that definitely pushes us very hard on always developing, always growing. So I think one of the challenges that comes with that is that everything's always different. And so we're always like just dodging the punches and changing our rhythm and doing different things. And on the outside, it looks like it is crazy and we do change a lot. And then the inside, it feels even crazier. The ultimate goal is that we just are doing the best possible job that we can.
And to add to that too, like, we all live in our areas. And so another challenge would be staying connected with HQ and everything that's going on back here while not living here. And so we meet up often, like every Monday and stuff, but as we all know, there's constant change and growth going on here. So in our roles, like staying on top of that and being able to relay that to our people out in the field. So
it's basically just learning and adapting to new situations.
For sure. Yeah.
Have you been able to also maybe bring some of those concerns to our attention a little bit out here? Because yeah, we don't get to see people that often. Stuck in my bubble. Trying to get out, guys. I'm sorry. I got a kid.
Well, I think that's a big part of what we do, I think, is bridging that gap. Not only that, connecting franchisee to franchisee as well, and making sure that we all know what we're all doing. I think what can bite us in the butt is not knowing what everyone does. And I think it's really highlighted for me, even just being out here more often, is how amazing the people out here are. And how hard they work, what they do. Each person is unique. We have people sitting in the right seats out here at HQ, and I think there's aces in places. And I want to make sure that we all know that as a company, they're taking so much stride as HQ. And also, on the other side of it, everyone in the shops knows this, but like Dutch Bros actual coffee stands, like we have 302 locations now. We've never been doing better than we are now. We're growing at HQ, but also like we're getting stronger in the stores. And I think that focusing on that and bridging that and just knowing that like we're going to help each other. Like this is such a relationship to make each other stronger. And we want to make sure that we utilize each other to just grow as a team.
All righty. Well, part one, there it is, folks. Good stuff. So yeah, these business coaches, I mean, they didn't get here by accident. And we're just excited about this new career opportunity we have here at Dutch Bros, being a coach. So thanks for listening. Tune in next week for part two, our exciting conclusion of the Coaches Podcast. Take it easy, Dutch Nation.